This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I had it in my hand.
Walmart, I got it a long time ago.
Everyone good?
No, I'm saying where was it?
So,
in the cabinet. With like the pills and stuff.
No, the bottle.
The bottle? I told you, I got it from Walmart a long time ago.
It's the same bottle, just different caps.
He said it comes with two.
Oh, okay.
It comes with the one with the straw and then this.
Yeah, ta-da. We're looking for the bottle.
Yeah, we were looking for the bottle.
That's what I'm saying. Where the heck was the bottle?
That's the bottle.
Have you had it the whole time?
It's my bottle, yeah.
Oh, I didn't ask if it was yours.
I'm confused. What are you talking about?
I've had the bottle the whole time.
He's had that bottle for a while.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, did you take it with you today?
Like, well, I've had it with me, yes. I don't know why he's so frustrated about the question.
Well,
if it's my water bottle, of course I'm going to have it. I have like 3 or 4 water bottles.
Sometimes you need to wash the bottle, right?
I know. That's why I have more than one.
So, that bottle right there?
He's making it like complicated.
When I'm using the black one, it's because this one's washing. Oh. And then vice versa.
Yeah, so I said... We had the lid, right?
Yes.
We're looking for the bottle. Put the lid
and
with
yes,
the bottle.
I had the bottle with
okay.
me because it's
my
bottle.
All you had to say.
That's what I've been saying.
You said you was like,
wait,
no,
that's what he said.
No, he said he got it from Walmart.
Yeah, the first time because I didn't understand the question.
Communication,
but then when,
people.
When
is
you
key.
Repeated the question and I understood it, I responded.
Okay,
key.
Stop it. I'm gonna kill somebody. let's start the podcast.
It's been started. Welcome back, guys.
Y'all already know it is.
Run that intro.
Yup.
Keep all this.
I didn't even know that it was.
I don't
want to
see any of this missing.
Oh, all right. Of it's missing.
You want it in there?
Yes, I want it in there. I think it's. Hilarious.
I want it in there too. That's funny.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
It is what it is.
Man, boys, it's been.
What's
a week.
Up, boys?
It's been a week.
Yeah, how's you guys' week?
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Room 101 Podcast. Holy cow, it's been a weekend, y'all. Man, we haven't seen each other this whole weekend. Well, I haven't seen y'all, but
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I. We were here. He thought he was going to be alone the whole weekend.
Yeah, what did you do over your weekend?
I was just playing games.
What game?
And I did made a new beat.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, he made
Is it
a new
good?
Beat.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's it called? Today's the day?
Well,
or that's what
I just said I might not title it that. It could be for anything we come
but
up with.
But your intention was to make it for that idea that you've been talking about, right?
It was, but then I didn't see it go with it.
Okay, that's fair.
So, whatever song that we come up with, if you guys want it to be...
I actually have an idea, possibly, for the Christmas.
Yo.
I think I have an idea.
Hey, it's about time we start talking about it, be honest.
Kalimba.
No, man.
Did you get that reference?
Wait, like that little thing that you play with?
Yeah.
Wait, why are you what? Why are you referencing a kalimba?
No, no.
That went over my head.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
But you say you have an idea for the Christmas one. What is it?
I do.
Off
well,
camera,
I made
off
a
camera, off camera.
Oh, off camera. Never mind. Stop singing.
Yeah. Well, I made a voice note. I was actually in the shower when I made it.
Nice.
So you can hear the waterfall. of my shower head. And you can, when you hear it, you can just picture me naked. Like no. this with my head outside the shower.
Get your head off me.
Tony has already seen me.
Naked. No, not completely.
He doesn't have to imagine.
He didn't have to bring that up.
Oh. He just has to recall the experience.
Hey, that's off camera. Off camera, Josh. Right.
Just bleep it.
You can't just bleep
random,
that.
You just random bleep anything, just, bro.
Just have the
that's funny.
Should we make a video recounting that experience?
No. Do a little skit. So I was in the shower, right?
See what happened was...
Here's the hot debate about how Tonu may or may not have seen my sausage. You
know, I heard it happen, and I just imagine, like, you know the meme with Big Bird just knocking the door down?
Yeah.
That's how I imagine. And I just heard screaming and yelling.
Tonu claims he didn't see anything. He claims I grabbed my towel quick enough.
Yeah, he did.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying about the video. That would be your stance, and my stance would be arguing how you did see me naked.
That would be funny. Dude,
that would be a funny video. It.
Wait, hold up. Didn't you chase him around after, like, so you scared the crap
I did.
Out of him? Did you chase him around?
I sort of did.
In my defense, I'm half deaf. I couldn't hear the shower. And then second, he said he was going to be gone by 10. So like, I was opening the door and it wouldn't open. I'm like, wait a minute. Is anybody here? Two people sleeping. Sam's not here. I'm like, okay, no one's here. So I'm like, I opened it and then it opened.
And I'm butt naked. And then, no, I did. I forgot I did that. He came in here and I was like, oh yeah, Tony. And I came out with my cheeks out and I like chased him in the living room.
He's just yelling. Was he screaming for dear life?
No.
Oh, he was like, oh, yeah.
No, his back was mostly turned. For the most part. But I was naked. I thought about it. I was like, whoever's behind me, if there's someone behind me, they just saw my cheeks. Moon. Yeah, dude, they saw the moon.
Turns into a werewolf.
Flew to the moon.
Flew to the moon. Yeah, they didn't fly to the moon. They watched the moon fly. Dude, that reminds me of this kid named Atiba. You remember Atiba?
Atiba, yeah.
That kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. He, during one of our rehearsals for a musical when I was in junior high, he saw a counselor, who I will name off camera, a bigger person, and he mooned her from, like, across the field. And he mooned, like, the entire cast. And when no one expected it, he was like, yo. And he dropped them. And all of us were just like, just right in front of our faces.
People did a double take.
And we didn't know what he was doing it at. And then we look across the way and there they are just walking. It was funny.
Dude, I remember one time I was at Eisenhower Junior High. I was just like walking. We just did like the mile run. Yeah. I didn't do the mile run. I was just walking in circles until like they finished. I was allowed to.
Hey, yeah, honesty. No, right. Hey, yo, honesty. Honesty. Respect. Yeah. Respect. Yeah. Honesty.
So when I finished my like certain rounds that my coach or the coach told me to do.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, everybody head inside. The teacher, like the coach walking for, I was walking and some random kid just came and pulled my pants down. I was like, oh.
Really? You got pantsed?
Yeah.
Have you ever been pantsed? I've never been pantsed.
I knocked him out.
In middle school.
Did you really?
No. Oh. In my head.
Have you ever been pantsed? Like, besides...
I'm trying... That had to be one time.
I think so. I think I have been, but my cousins, I just can't remember a time that it happened.
I don't know. I don't think I've been pantsed, but my childhood's friend, his dad... gave me an atomic wedgie one time.
Damn. What's an atomic wedgie?
Like very atomically.
He grabbed. I was probably in like fourth grade.
It was explosive.
And we were outside on the front lawn. Me and my buddy were doing something. We were screwing around. His dad came out, grabbed us both by our underwear, and like he was a big dude, and he just lifted us up like this, and then he like threw us by our underwear.
Oh, snap.
That's atomically.
I lost a pair of drawers that day, bro.
That's a dang. That's what you call it. Going, yeah.
Like when people are like hanging by the fence.
It was that kind of thing, bro.
Like when you try to jump over, but your underwear gets caught.
Yeah.
Has it happened to you?
Or when you get bullied.
Yeah, or bullying.
Was that you?
No. I was the bully.
Sounds like you weren't much of a bully because you got pants.
Well,
that's when he became. That was his origin
story. That's,
that's where it all started.
That's where it started.
And then a bagel got thrown at his head.
Came home from the island. Oh, this is nice. Gets pants.
He said, "Wow, America, nice."
Well, I stopped being a bully when I went to Samoa.
Oh, that's when you got cleaned.
Dude, yeah. Did they just beat people with giant leaves in Samoa? Is that a thing?
Yardsticks.
Oh, that's.
But not leaves. Not the big leaves.
They did. I mean,
the leaves don't hurt. Like the palm tree leaves.
That's what I'm asking.
No, not the big palm tree.
None of the weed.
They use the palm tree. The they use the palm tree leaves.
Yeah.
And they take out like all those strands, rip off the like the leaves.
And then they
use that as a broom. They make that as a broom. You get whacked by that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like the duster.
Yeah.
You know, you never seen that?
The duster.
People use,
he's
like,
used to getting beat by kitchen appliances.
Oh, yeah. That's what he's
used. 2x4
wooden spoons.
That doesn't belong in the kitchen.
You know spoons, what does?
Metal spoons. Pans.
Something that starts with a W.
The shoe.
A wooden spoon.
Oh, yeah, a wooden spoon. That's what I was going for.
That's what I said. Wooden spoon.
A woman's spoon or a wooden spoon?
Wooden.
Oh, okay. I heard woman, and I was like, you're right.
Hey.
Sorry.
Anyways,
that was our 15-minute rant.
And we're finally on track. All right. So today we want to talk about our
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, it's halfway. Yeah, 7. Our 7th song, Intermission. Play right here.
All my life I always felt like a mess. I guess that's why I don't feel like getting dressed. I don't have anybody to impress, but let me tell you something to get something off my chest.
It's pretty fire, right?
All right. That was crazy, huh? Crazy.
Wild stuff.
But we want to get into, like, you know, the deep, dirty. We want to know what inspired Intermission, how it came to be. And how, anyways, yeah, we'll go from those two questions. So, where did the idea of Intermission come from?
One day, I was just in the shower, man.
Always in the shower.
Always in the shower.
It's the shower.
It's always
the
shower.
Magical, the magical, the words of the shower.
When the water hits you.
What did you say?
Fill in the blank.
The fountain of youth.
Fill in blank
when
here.
When the water hits you.
Fountain of youth.
Because it was the day after we had that meeting about like the halfway point where we wanted to be and all that. And then I was just thinking about like what I've been doing. Yeah, I heard that. It was loud. Somebody's hot. No, it's okay.
We had to move roses, right?
Yeah, well, it was before that because I was thinking like if we do something like real quick, that can be like a bonus song and then roses.
Oh, yeah.
Releases like normally.
Yeah.
But the idea was like we're at the halfway point because of what you said, it's halftime in the meeting. So I was thinking about that. And then I was just thinking about like where I was with the 12 for 12 and how what I would do to like be better about it. And then legit the first lines that came to my head is what I say. Like I dreamt of breaking records like LeBron James, but end up playing it like I've been playing 2K or treating it like I've been playing 2K. Like wanting to live this dream that I've had for a while, but then treating it like a game, like it's not a big deal. And then just wanting to change that. And I was just thinking, like, we've always talked about doing like a fast rap type song. So then I had the whole idea in the shower, and then I was like, well, we're at the halfway point, so we can call it Intermission. And then, after I came out, like, I didn't change or anything. I just wrapped myself with a towel and came out here and talked to you. I was like, hey, what if we did this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Yeah, that'll be cool. But, yeah, that's where
the idea came from. Didn't know what the beat would sound like, but I wanted to use that line for sure. Then I explained with you guys how it could sound like the first half is just us individually talking about where we're at with the 12 for 12 and all that, and then the second half be like us united of what we will be doing, and then making it like the back and forth thing, and then the anxiety part in the middle. So the structure has always been there.
Intermission, I'm not gonna lie, I mean, we talked about this a couple episodes ago, like it's in my top three. I really enjoy it. I wasn't expecting intermission to be like that, or sorry, I didn't expect intermission to come this fast. Like, because we were planning for intermission to be, the fast rap. We didn't know what it was going to be called, but the fast rap was supposed to drop in October, right? Mm-hmm. That was, like, the original plan. But I'm so glad that we actually, you know, we did it in July. We got it done. Dropped it in July? Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. Man, my time is off. But, dude, the way it turned out, I loved it. All of our lyrics are, dude, they hit. They hit hard, too.
Because I would say at that point, like, with the idea of, like, trying to do it before I left for vacation, because I was going to be gone for the 2 weeks, and then we had Roses that was supposed to drop in July, but, like, I was thinking about it, even after I left, I was like, it would have been so cool to do it, maybe down the road we can still do it, but then, like, call it something else. And then while I was gone, like, we didn't really talk about it in the group chat, but I was wondering what, like, was going down with Roses and all that. I was like, well, it's going to be a huge thing when I come back. And then I did come back, and I saw, like, the two white boys just filled with, like, a whole bunch of stuff. And yeah. I was like, wow, they were cooking. And then this guy's always like, yeah, so we're not doing Roses right now. We're just going to do intermission instead. I was like, oh, dang. And I was like, all right.
So, yeah.
But that really helped us with the, like, the adapting to the situation. Like, because obviously we had a whole plan, a whole schedule figured out, but it got to the point where we weren't always able to fulfill what we had planned, and they had to make adjustments. And I would say since we started making adjustments, things have been flowing a lot nicer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been nice. I think what I loved about intermission was, well, there's two things. I think one thing we learned a lot was more working more cohesively together. Because I think, and this isn't, I think this is a known thing, like, I think we're still trying to figure out how to work together, but not only in, like, a workflow, but in, like, a song structure. How can we not just take four individuals who have four different thoughts and put it on a track like we're all features, but how can we take an idea and put it together where we're all the voice of a larger thing? I feel like intermission has been like a huge start of that, and I think that showed a lot in the next song that drops, Demons, even though we do write from different perspectives, but how it all comes together more cohesively. I think we've learned a lot about ourselves that way. And another thing I learned was, no matter what you make and when you make it, hold on to it. Because that's how we got the beat.
Mm. True.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It started with your piano that you made, like, 2018?
Yeah. The piano I made back in high school. Like, I just randomly had that piano beat. I just saved everything.
Yeah. And we were, like, we're going through what you recorded. And I was like, oh, wait, go back to that piano again. And then when we heard it, it was like, yeah, I made this because it's kind of like NF type piano. I was like, oh, we can use that. And then you sent it to Tupo's laptop, and then I added a beat, and that's where we started.
Yeah, you sped it up, too.
Yeah, we sped it up.
Yeah, you sped it up.
Because you said it was too slow to do anything. And, then we were like, just speed it up, see where it sounds nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you built... Those drums are awesome. Yeah, we made some dope drums.
The beat is awesome.
I added some strings, and then you provided two other like beat switches.
Oh, yeah.
Like, afterwards, like...
Where it goes like a little bit, just a little bit faster.
Yeah, we like made all of that
to trap type drumming. I think it's really cool.
From scratch, dude. Yeah. That was all just like, and I think that contributes to us being more proud about it. Like that was all us.
Yeah.
Like original from the dome, us. And like, you know, it's up there as one of our best songs for me too. I think.
I love listening to it.
It's such a good one.
The writing, the structure, the flow changes in the second verse, especially.
Oh, yeah.
Super cool.
Dude, I remember writing out the lyrics and stuff. The amount of times I had to rewrite those lyrics. Dude, my first lyrics, I'm not going to lie. I'm so glad y'all told me it was trash because they were.
I mean, it's still in the song, just not.
Oh, not all of it. Just not all of it.
It just panned out the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas before, it just didn't.
Really fit.
It didn't fit.
Yeah.
Understood. Nah, but now I love it. I love those lyrics, the new lyrics that came.
That's pretty nice.
Because lyrics I came up, like the first lyrics I came up with, I wrote those in high school. And I thought, I was like, dude, why not? And I threw it in there. And not going to lie, listen to it, I was like, And then y'all told me the truth. I was like, yeah, you're right. But as I look at it, I realize how much I've improved. In writing lyrics, you know? It's cool. The accomplishment.
I know that you can... That's the cool thing about these 12 for 12 songs. We can measure our progress measure our progress in all of our growths in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, intermission, right? Halfway point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sum it all up. 12 for 12, intermission was at the 7th song. So it's like... If you were to sit the versions of us in this room, the versions of us that were making Moon, and put them up against the versions of us now, you know, 6-7 songs later, that would be interesting to like see the differences, because we've improved a lot.
Yeah, not just in like songwriting, just the like producing. The mixing, because like listening to Intermission and Demons, bro, and then going but to like actual like studio produced songs, they sound really good.
They're getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely getting closer.
Like Demons so far probably is the best sounding one.
I love Demons. I can't wait to do that episode. That song's up there for me too. But Intermission, man, like that was my first time rapping.
Yeah.
Like ever.
It was fire.
And it was really good
when I listened to it. When I started the early process of mixing it, and I listened to it, I was like, wow, this is pretty sick.
I had to perform.
From the episode that I was guest in from season 1, I don't rap.
Yeah, I don't rap. Tell me to take away.
To Intermission.
Okay, well, I'm not saying I'm amazing.
Bro, clip that, and then just go to Intermission.
Well, okay.
I don't rap.
Okay, well, back then, I didn't try. I purposely didn't try.
No, I exhale.
But if you were to ask me to freestyle, I couldn't.
No, freestyling is tough.
I couldn't freestyle. That's a whole nother
skill. I could get as far as 2 lines.
Dude, I could probably do 2 lines. That's probably as far as I can.
Bro, dude, when I went camping...
freestyle battles?
Straight up. My brother, last night? The night before? I can't remember. But one of those nights, my brother, he was like, dude, you got any instrumentals on you? I was like, dude, they're all on my laptop. He's like, nah, I got you. And then my other brother started playing just random instrumentals. I was like, all right, let's spit bars. I'm like, you're lying. And he's like, let's spit bars. And not going to lie, he still got it. He raps bars like crazy. His freestyle, he did it back in the day, but, like, he's all grown. He hasn't done it in a while. And he's like, I'm just rusty. I'm like, you're rusty? That's crazy. But it was tight because I was keeping up with him. Not really spitting bars, but also, not only spitting bars, but also, like, singing stuff. I was singing hooks and stuff. I was like, dang. I was like, dang, this is tight.
Yeah, bro. It's fun messing around.
Dude, it for is. Real. I forgot how fun it is.
Even if you mess up.
When we, not for work. Like, that's the point of it.
It's been a while since I did it.
Same.
I want to just, like, I feel like we should do that more. Just sit here and jam, bro. Like, just
that's have how fun Demons came to be.
Yeah.
That's how Let You Go came to be.
That's literally how.
Yeah.
Facts. Just messing around. Just
that is how Demons came. Dang. I can't wait for that episode, too.
Oh, yeah. You just, well, I mean, little sneak peek. You're just showing us that guitar chord thing, and then I came up with the melody, and we put the words together.
Yeah, we put it together.
Was that the same night that he was playing one chord and we were coming, bringing the songs?
Yeah, you did that.
That was fun.
I like doing that.
That was fun. Like, you just, like, playing,
I forgot about that.
Playing a chord progression and just figuring out how many songs sound the same.
Uh-huh.
How many songs. Bro, dude, I love doing that over a campfire, bro, too. Like, everyone just going out. It's so much fun.
It's a vibe.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a video right there. We're going to do that.
Okay, so does intermission, does that change your top three? We talked about the top three last.
Intermission is still my top three.
Right? Yeah. Was intermission already?
It was an intermission on there already.
Oh, you already considered that?
Yeah, because there were seven, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I forgot my top three.
Right? Yeah, we're talking about barbecue.
Demons goofed up my top three, so.
Yeah. I have to,
really?
I think, dude.
We'll come back to it when we talk about Demons.
I was working on, what was that, Thursday?
Yeah.
I was listening to it so many times. It sounds really
It's good. Like.
I like it a lot. I like how it just ends. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no, like, you know, it's the final chorus or whatever, but no, it just
like ends.
That's true. Like, you expect something more, but there's not.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about it, and then we were like, you know what, let's take that away.
Yeah.
Because we had something for the end just to, because that's what you naturally do.
You're like, the ending's okay.
Yeah, and we were like,
You weren't so thrilled about it, but when I was mixing it, I liked how it just ended.
It took me a while to be okay. Well, I don't say a while, because it only took me like a day. Mm. But we just finished recording it. I'm not gonna lie, I was like, it's all right. But then, like, after you mix it and then I listened to it, I was like, okay, I really love this one. So it was just hard to see because
how much work you were putting into it that one day.
And it's also the battle of, like, there's always little imperfections in songs. But the person that created it is usually the only person that notices those.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And since we were just so fresh working on it, I was like, you know, this note, and the harmonies clash. Like, something's off. I should have switched a pitch somewhere. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if you just listen to it as a whole, you don't really notice that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the struggle I was having. I guess it was the perfectionism in me. I was like, it's not up to par where it should be. And then it was frustrating, too, and we'll get into it later, but, like, your voice was gone. So it's, like, that's the other thing that bothered me. I was, like, we're missing a piece in the harmonies. Mm-hmm. Like, no. It's, like,
and,
we're missing
and,
a piece.
And that's the thing, too, because, like, when I was listening to it, that I was coming up with harmonies, especially towards, like, the end. And I would say it did, like, bring me down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the sickness just comes up randomly, bro.
It's just it was just that unfortunate series of events.
Yeah.
You know, that just something
I was just glad that I at least had my verse.
Dude, me too.
Because if we decided to record after.
Yeah.
And then I was sick and I just didn't have my voice, and I'm like, well, I guess it's just you three.
Well, dude, I bet when people listen to it, I bet they don't even know there's only three vocals in there.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to therealreal.com to get your extra $100. Therealreal.com. That's therealreal.com.
That's true.
Like, I bet they think us all four of us harmonize.
Because, like, the high harmony thing that you do, like, I could easily hit that.
Yeah, when we the do high it. One. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All the oohs and then the harmonies at the end, it's just like...
Surprise. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
I'm barely singing now.
But intermission. Here's an interesting question. Is there anything you would have changed about intermission? Anything you would have done differently? Whether it was writing, the producing, the whatever. It could be anything. And that's for everybody to think about.
Honestly, now, no. Like, before, originally, when, like, mixing it and, the, like, finishing it, I was like, dang. Tony over here stealing the spotlight, like, having, like, stuff more, like, saying more things in the whole song than any of us. But then, like, thinking about it, especially with, like, his whole, like, situation with, like, joining us in the year while we're doing the challenge, I think it's super cool that he's talking about joining Last Note. So it's like, give him his time to shine, like, be a part of the
group, his intro.
Like, I didn't care that I only had, like, those two sections in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, everything he wrote was awesome.
Flowed perfect.
I liked it a lot. So, like...
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I did write a lot.
But it's because we didn't really know, like what, like, to...
Yeah, or the structure.
Or, like, because we didn't structure it till after. The majority of us wrote what we wrote already, but then when we started structuring it, because originally I was like, you sing this part and then I'll sing this part or whatever, like, or like maybe we'll remove this chunk. But then it got to the point where, like, everything you're saying, like, fits you in the situation of what intermission is about, so there's no need to, like, remove, and then there's no reason for me to hop on it because it's not me, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, there was that moment where I was like, I think he's on it for too long. But then, because of what intermission is about, I think it's really good.
Yeah, I agree. There's a point in time where it's like what's being, in my opinion, what's being said trumps who's saying it. Mm. You know what I mean? So that's why I was actually thinking about it. I was like, I'm not gonna talk about demons, but it's we can write. I think, and we haven't really done this much. We can write things for each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what we sing or rap or whatever, it doesn't have to be exactly what we wrote. Like,
which we kind of did it with that last part.
Exactly.
Of intermission.
It should be a collaborative. Try this. You know? Oh, I don't really like this. You know what I mean? Let's scrap that. Let me write something here. You try that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like that's something.
It makes the writing process a lot easier.
Yeah, and it makes, because if you think about it, it's like, as a group, we need to be on the same page and be talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. Now, you can provide different perspectives, but it's like I said, intermission, I think, has been a point in time where we're learning how to be one voice instead of four voices, you know, talking about ourselves. And so I think that was cool. It worked in Demons, right? Worked perfectly. And I think, because I think our natural reaction too, if we sing something that someone else wrote, we're like, oh, it's not really me. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, why not? Like, if we're on the same page, we're writing the song, and we're going where the song wants to go, we shouldn't have a problem. Because then I think that's like a prideful problem. And it's like, oh, it's like, no, like, we can write for each other, and it works. I think that was a big thing that we started to learn. Is dope.
In the end.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you would change? Or you? Anything you do differently? Looking back on it. Because this happened... The reason I asked the question, because it happens to me all the time. I listen to all of our older stuff, and I'm like, man, should have done this. Man, could have been cool to do that. But at the same time, I'm still satisfied with the song. I'm just like, looking back, I'm like, man, I wish it wasn't such a grind in a short period of time, because we could have really, you know, really done more here or whatever. So it was like, is there anything? Because I look back at the mission, I don't really have anything.
I don't have much, but I just wish I didn't do that double part.
Oh, where you doubled your vocal?
Yeah, I doubled it.
I just wish I just went.
I think it's cool. Like, if anything, you could have had one of us do it. But I think with what you're saying, it fit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But that's just me personally. Yeah. I didn't double.
Preference.
Hey, but honestly, you killed that fast part though. I wasn't expecting that from you, be honest. Like, when you did it, I was like,
Where'd this guy come from?
I was like, hold on.
If I'm gonna be honest, I like had to go over it so many times so I could nail it.
But you nailed it though.
That's what it takes.
Well, I don't remember that process, yeah.
No, me, I'm gonna be honest, not really.
Nothing?
Not really changed.
Your part's my favorite.
Dude.
It's super cool. The sport metaphors in the first part, and then the second part, just the back-to-back conversation with yourself.
So sick, dude.
Man, that took us all day trying to write that, just that.
We spent an entire Monday writing that thing.
For real.
And it worked. It was nice. I loved it.
No, but yeah, I wouldn't really change anything.
It's cool.
If it's up to me, I wouldn't change anything. I really do love intermission. I love making it. Yeah, it was... It was a lot of fun.
I think it's one of our most complete songs.
Oh yeah.
Because I remember back when we were at least starting to like talk about writing stuff for it. We were like, oh, we should do like Alice up here, like the like just sound effects and stuff. And then when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, we didn't really do that. But I think if we did do that, it would have been too much. Because there's already a lot going on in the instrumentation.
Yeah.
So like, but then focusing on what we're saying. I think it was like a good amount.
What I love about it too is it's cohesive and it has variety. Mm. So I think the line that we, well, not line, but the thing that maybe we struggle with, and maybe people that are first making music struggle with, is you come up usually with a four chord progression in time signature is 4/4, right? Four chord progression. You have probably a major chord to a minor chord, another minor chord into the resolve or whatever, right? And you follow that pattern. And that's what we do a lot. That's what a lot of people do. But what happens is it starts to get super just repetitive and just like doesn't change up. Intermission's different because we had beat switches. You could keep the same piano chords and strings, but you switch the beat. You make it different. And then the rap delivery is all different. Like, that's what the completeness of it is what makes it good. It's engaging the entire way through, you know? Even the anxiety part, where there's just, like, voices everywhere. Like, you can... And now, if there's one thing I would change there, it would have been make it more, like, climax a bit more, like, build up. The only thing that makes it climax is you yelling.
Yeah,
go ahead, cry!
Let me do one more, like, just getting up to the...
Yeah. That's the only thing. But other than that, like, I think it's the most complete song that showcases the production, the beat making, the songwriting, and the delivery. I think that's probably one of our most complete songs.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
I was about to ask you what you mean by complete, but then you just explained it. All right.
Yeah. I think, yeah. We passed with flying colors and... in all the major areas of the steps of making a record. I think we excelled there. Mm-hmm. I put that up there with, like, I think Pringles is one of those songs too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, just a pretty complete song.
Dude, my family was jamming out to Pringles at the camp. And barbecue.
I'm slowly starting to like barbecue now.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. You know the funny thing is, my cousin, when I first like showed them barbecue, they didn't like it. But then, like, I don't know, a few weeks later, I hear them like, they're like, you know what song's been stuck in my head? What, barbecue? I'm like, oh.
Dude, same with my family. They're like, dude, barbecue. And I was like, okay. It kind of like, they played a lot. I'm like, it took a couple tries to grow on me. But
It's starting to grow on me. This one took a while to grow on me,
but.
It's starting to grow a little bit. Dude, you guys are lucky you have people that say stuff to you about it.
Oh, they just...
At least your family.
Yeah. My family just jams out to it.
My family mentioned one song and it was Pringles.
Yeah.
And you know what it was? It wasn't even like, this song's really cool. It was like my mom being like, you should talk to Pringles.
Dude, my brother said that. My mom said that. My sister said that. They're like, dude, talk to Pringles. They will. I'm like, not going to lie. Pringles. Sponsor us.
It'll be tight. Then, my mom complimented me after that. But I was like, whoa, you've heard our stuff? Like, my family doesn't listen to our stuff. Yeah. And then one day she was like, oh, I start watching a podcast a little bit. I was like,
yeah, that's what? My mom too, bro. I don't know what's going on.
They're finally
out of nowhere. Like when we were in Cali.
Yeah.
She was playing music. And then she grabbed her phone, looked at me, and I was like, what? And then started playing barbecue. This was back when I didn't like barbecue. Mm-hmm. So I'm like droning my way through the song. And then Gio loves Pringles. Every time he's with me, he always asks me to play Pringles.
Gio, shout out.
Also, like, my mom even, like, talked to me about intermission, because she doesn't like rap. But the fact that she's like, explain to me what this means, or, like, all that, and then listening to it, I think it's super cool. So far, everyone in my family likes Demons a lot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I have one last question for me, at least. Looking at the 7 songs, technically, I guess 8 at this point of recording, because we dropped Demons, but I guess you can, well, let's include just up to intermission.
Okay.
How do I phrase it? What?
You good?
Just kidding.
Sorry. You want a waterfall?
No, okay. So, what's your favorite? Because we talked about how these songs have been growth for us. We've grown a lot. We've learned a lot. Whatever. We've made some good songs. We've made some songs that were kind of like, man, could have been better. You know? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite experience out of all of it, all of the song making for every single song up to intermission, your favorite experience making one of the songs? If you were to put one experience above everything else, what the last 7, 8, 9 months, what's been your favorite experience with each song? The highlight
that's tough for me, at least, just because, like, peace of mind, we always talk about it. Peace of mind is always going to be up there.
Yeah.
But it's like, that was like one experience where we're like struggling, trying to figure things out. And then we hit the jackpot and we started working on that to the point where we like the song.
Yeah.
And then intermission is the one where, like, we're getting back into that workflow and then some, you know? Mm. Like, we were always together when we were working on the song. Like, this is what we did. This is the structure. Like, you weren't here with us when we were coming up with the structure, but then I sent it to you. Yeah. Say, this is where what we're thinking of, where who should come in where. And then when we were all here, just in that 30 minutes, coming up with, like, the last part, and then just recording it then and there.
Mm.
You know? So that one is, not, like, we had the idea, everything, like, flowed smoothly. There wasn't any, like, bumps in the road. And then that just, like, came out awesome, you know?
Yeah.
So, for me, it's between those two, for sure.
I like that.
I don't know which one would be my favorite experience.
I guess I could add to the question, what would you be your favorite or your most...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Influential experience or moment where you felt like you grew the most as a musician? It's a hard question, but I think because we've all been on different experiences, like had different experiences. We've shared the experiences together, but individually, we've had some, some crazy experiences. Like barbecue, for example. One of the top ones, and this is so random, but one of the top ones was barbecue. The end of it showed me that I could actually play the piano. Like that was like, if I were to show really someone how to showcasing my own talent for piano, it would have been the end of barbecue. If you just look, I could go in and solo the keys in the project and show somebody and be like,
I did that.
I did that. And like, I can do that. And before maybe I didn't think I could really do that. So for me, it was that. Another one for me would be peace of mind. That whole experience was just, I attached songwriting to that experience. Songwriting and the end part of peace of mind. I'll never forget how emotional that like made me feel, made you feel, like you hopping on the mic and putting everything into there too. And like, I was like, that was a moment where I got emotional, not because it sounded so cool, but because I was like, man, we could do this. Like, we're not just some dudes with four chords, time signature 4/4, saying the most basic things that have no meaning attached to them. I was like, we could tell stories. You know, we could do different things. So, that for me, that's what it would be. What about you guys?
I think with me, like, when I first came here, like, I had no idea, like, how to work, like, you know, how we work, like, using Logic, and, like, just not knowing how to work around, like, with Logic, but, like, as you guys kept showing me, like, I was like, okay, that's learning this, learning that, I'm like, okay, it's like, me being able to make a beat with the computer instead of with my hands, because, you know, I'm more of, like, when I learn how to play the drums, I've always played the drums with my hands, like, or, like, making a beat, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, making a beat through a computer was, like, completely different to me. And so when I listen to our songs and saying, like, listening to the beat, like, I made that beat. So, like, how you said you can actually play the piano with the drums, I always had someone, like, tell me what beat to play for this song, you know? When I was going to church, to like play simple rock beat, I'm like, okay, I'll play simple rock beat. I'm like, play country beat or reggae beat for this song, okay, I'll play that. But some people would say, like, I don't know what beat goes with what song, you know. But when we made the songs and I made the beat to it and it goes, I felt like, wow, I can do it, you know. Like, whoever said that I can't do it is wrong. So I feel like the feeling that I get when we actually make the songs and then we actually like listen together and like, oh man, that sounds cool. I feel like that's like one of my highlights of making every song is like knowing that I can do it. Mm. Yeah, well, that's me.
I like that.
For me, something that I've learned is the difference between how first thing that came to my mind was how I wrote the lyrics for Moon and then how I wrote the lyrics for Intermission. Mm-hmm. And the difference between those two. And I was like, man, I'm not gonna lie, when I wrote lyrics for Moon, I liked it at the same, like, at the time I liked it, but I didn't love it. Mm-hmm. But when I made Intermission, I loved that. And I'm like, wow. It's just that mindset that I had from Moon to now to Intermission, it changed a lot. I mean, we talked about that, how our mindset's changed. But each song, as we go through, you can tell how we all improved and like as we through our singing, through our harmonies, and through, but especially through our lyrics, how we've all improved a lot. But for those experiences, I feel like the experience. I mean, I can't really choose specifically one from, like, you know, Moon, Peace of Mind, Good Day. Man, that was an experience. And then, you know, Pringles in the Morning to Barbecue, Smile to, man, am I missing one? Nah. But, yeah, from each of those, we have something from each song. I feel like we all do. We can't really specific, like, we have moments here and there of, like, man, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed Smile because I had a lot of vocal takes. And during that time, I was like, man, I could really sing. But yeah.
It's true.
But yeah. Yeah, I sleep like that. Yeah.
Also, one of my highlights is writing, too. Yeah. Remember the first song I ever wrote was Swimming in the Beach?
Dude, yeah. From APA. Right. Oh, my God. I don't even remember. Right. I was there for the rock ensemble.
Yeah.
Bro.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't there.
Yo, show a clip. Now. I'm just kidding. show a clip right here.
Oh, is that the one you performed?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That was the first song.
Dude, I remember we performed that. We didn't know how to end the song. So we sang the chorus like 4 times. Yeah.
Thinking back to that, I'm like, oh my god, that's cringy.
Oh my gosh.
You're writing it, Mr. Hatfield came with the guitar. Yeah. No, I had the guitar. Yeah. And then he grabbed it, he was playing it, and then started playing with his like teeth. And he's like, here you go.
You looked at the guitar, you're like,
I'm just looking.
He also put this bottle on his finger that makes an echo.
Oh yeah, the slide.
Oh, I've seen people do that.
That's crazy.
Mostly country.
Yeah.
People use that for the
game. I wonder if he can do that in prison.
Probably does it with the cell bars. Let me out.
He's like swimming and
he's like, thinking back.
Used to be one of my favorite teachers.
Oh, yeah.
For real. Dude.
Of course.
Go listen to Intermission.
Yes.
Go stream it. It's out everywhere.
Throw a link here, I think.
Anywhere.
No more.
Link in description.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. In the description.
Down below.
Throw a middle finger right here.
No! I blur it.
It's just a black image. Like, nothing there.
All right. So good.
Man, that was 8. Man, that's a really good episode.
Man, I don't know how to finish this.
Man, we really needed this episode.
Man.
I feel like, you know, first I was like, dang. But now I'm thinking about it, wow. That's how it always feels, man. It's funny. It's never a complete sentence. It's just sound effects.
So I was like, eh. And then they're like, oh. And like, eh.
All right.
But, hey, let's wrap it up, boys. Josh, go ahead.
All right, Sam, drop that beat.
But I mean, I'm thinking about it.
Dude, tell me why that's like the third time you've done that.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. Well, I always forget that I need to do something after he says that. So, like,
was that one time you did a Latino song, but you were like off key every time you sang it? I don't remember.
No, I can't remember. What song was that?
I'll have to go back and find it.
Man, I don't remember.
I was just dying. I was like, bro, you weren't even in the right key. It kept changing every note you sing.
Oh, I remember that. So I remember what song it was. I remember that.
It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. This is a new setup, y'all. Hi. Yeah, this is a new setup. Yeah.
This is our West Valley setup.
Whoop.
All right. Dude. Sam, drop the real beat.
Oh.
That sounds real cool, guys.
Damn, oh, I love the last part, bro. Hey, dude, this is nice. Intermission. Well, y'all know what to do. Tonu, what do we say?
Wherever the peace goes, go there.
No.
Tilted.
No.
Kind of works.
Hey. But, hey, Josh, what do you actually say?
Keep that peace of mind.
Satch?
Keep on.
Love y'all. Deuces.
Was that a heart you just made?
Yeah, I always make a heart. I always make a heart.
I never noticed that.
I'm only going like this. Hey, love y'all. Love y'all. Hey, love y'all.
You never noticed.
Hey, yo, what's up?
You never noticed because he was on the other side.
What's up?